Hello?
Hi, my name is Carlos with Opinion Research. How are you doing today, sir?
Okay.
All right, we're conducting an important... Excuse me?
Go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of important issues facing Hector County, sir. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you. So now, generally speaking, sir, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or things are on the wrong track?
In general, they're on the right track.
All right. Okay, so it's just at the top of your head, right? Just your opinion. What is the most important issues facing Hector County, in your opinion? The most important issues?
Overcrowded schools.
Overcrowded schools. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. You have anything else?
Crowded roads, but that's on the right track.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
That's it? Okay. All right, let's move on. How will you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Man, I don't really participate in that stuff. Let's say fair.
Fair, okay. 5 years from now, do you think that...
You know, let's say good.
Okay.
Let's say good.
Okay, let's say good there. Let's change it. Okay, sir. So 5 years from now, do you think that economic in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Five years from now, worse off.
The economic in Hector County.
Yeah, let's say worse off.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your job and the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, and not at all concerned.
Let's go with somewhat concerned, but for other people. Not for me.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. Okay? So the first on the list is effective leadership from elected officials. Excellent, good, fair, poor.
I don't know. I don't really keep up. Is there a I don't know answer?
Okay.
Let's say fair. If there's not, I don't know.
Okay. The availability of affordable housing.
What's right below fair?
So we say poor, fair, good?
Poor. Yeah.
Okay. Public transportation. What's your thing about that one?
Poor.
Okay. Natural beauty in physical setting.
Natural beauty. Let's go with fair. I love it. It's not most people's cup of tea.
Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I don't know. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't know. We're fair.
Okay. Quality of the public schools.
Poor.
Okay. Welcoming
high school teachers.
Okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Poor.
Okay. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
I'd say it's good.
Okay. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Let's say fair.
Okay. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Poor.
Okay.
Engineering degree. There ain't none of those jobs out there.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Poor. The next one is availability of quality health care.
I don't know.
Excellent, good, very poor.
Fair.
Okay. Public safety and low crime.
Poor.
Okay. Now, please rate Ector County has a place to live for, excuse me. Now, please rate Ector County has a place to live for the following types of people. Okay? So, same thing. Excellent,
okay.
Good, fair, poor. So, for the following people, has of retirees?
Poor.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Poor.
People like you?
Good.
Okay. Families with children?
Poor. Well, let's do fair.
Okay.
Let's say
fair. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
Okay. Young and single people?
Let's go with fair.
Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Fair?
No. We'll do fair again. Yeah.
Okay. For racial and ethnic minorities?
Yeah, we'll do fair.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries?
I think they would say excellent. I know they would say excellent.
Okay. People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor. Overall quality of
fair.
Life. Fair? Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
Thank you. What is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? So I'm going to read you the options, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the question is what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? So the first one is lack of job opportunities, lack of business opportunities. That one?
Lack of both. I think both are going to go bad.
Okay. Poor general economic conditions in the area.
I think it's the price of oil is going to crash and bomb everything out again.
Okay.
I think there's an economic collapse near. That's what I'm leaning towards.
Okay. Poor education opportunities for children or others. Not it, right?
Right.
Poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues. You think that's the reason why life will deteriorate?
No.
Lack of entertainment and culture opportunities?
No.
We'll remain dependent on oil and gas industry?
Yes.
Okay.
That one.
Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans with economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar.
How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, a neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident. Not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'd be very confident. Yeah.
Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Okay. Not too likely or not at all likely?
Not too likely.
Okay. Finally, just the last few questions about you and your household, okay? What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay.
4 years of college.
Okay. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. What is your age, sir? I'm going to read the what's on the list here. It's going to be 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or over. What is your age group?
18 to 34.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child? Excuse me. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Anglo.
Okay. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Okay. Is your annual household income $25,000 or under, $25,000 to $40,000, $40,000 to $75,000, or $75,000 or more?
$75,000 or more.
Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Okay. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
Okay, sir, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too. Stay up.
Bye-bye.